America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980 as well. And I don't know, for some reason I'm not getting sound on that. So that's really great. Hey YouTube. That's something just happened. We just turn the volume up. We all good? All right. Now I think we're working now, which is great. All right. Today on the show, we got the latest on Jaden Daniels' injury, which is not great. He did not practice again today. We will obviously continue to, figure out what's going on there as the week goes on. And Dan Quinn had said, "Hey, I'll have the latest update on Friday." So at this point, we're just kind of waiting for DQ. But at the end of the day, it looks, Anthony, like we're going to be seeing Marcus Mariota coming up this weekend for the Commanders. So you'll hear Cliff Kingsbury in just a moment on that. Also coming up today, we will have the last of our Wizards preseason interviews because, well, we're out of days until the Wizards play. That's why, if you're watching on YouTube, you see me here at Capital One Arena. See behind me, there's Sixth Street right there. In front of me, there's an arena with lots of T-shirts on seats ready for a season opener. And you will hear from one of the keys to the Wizards season, Jordan Poole, coming up at 4:30. You will hear from head coach Brian Keefe coming up at 5:30. And then to close the show today, my conversation with Wizards general manager Will Dawkins. So lots of good stuff coming here on the Team 980. Let's start, though, with Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders offensive coordinator today talking about how he's kind of preparing this week and what needs to happen if Marcus Mariota's playing, on how Marcus played last time. But let's start off if there's any changes if Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, DQ set up a great plan. I won't get into the details of it, but just to make sure that, both guys are getting enough reps and getting a comfort level with the plays we're going to have in that they can go operate. You know, Marcus hadn't taken a snap with our offense in 68 days prior to the game and came in and performed really at a high level and made a bunch of plays. So that was good to see, and it takes a unique person and player to do that. And so we feel really good about trying to get him some reps this week, and we're just going to take it from there.
So, okay, got that. Excellent. Good to know. Hey, it's been a while. We got to figure it out. And I think that's actually an important note from Cliff Kingsbury. It's like, for as many reps as Marcus Mariota got in the spring when he was technically the number one guy and in the competition with Jaden, and for as many as they gave him in the summer to try to make sure they're prepared for situations like this, it had been a while. And I think also it took me a while covering the league to really understand just how specific game plans can be and tailored to quarterbacks. And so while there is a ton of crossover between Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota in terms of what you would want an offense to look like, you'd want a heavy feature on the zone read game. You would want, obviously a good running game to support them. You want to be able to get them on the move and use their athleticism. Both guys have quick releases, so like some of the screen game stuff is always really beneficial. There are really big, big, big important differences between how the two, or between the two, and how each plays quarterback, that are essential to the Commanders maximizing Marcus Mariota versus how the offense installed for the game against Carolina looked for Jaden Daniels. And I think the biggest difference is how you would get each guy going. And the beauty of Jaden is he kind of does everything well in his own way. He has a very quick release. He's a great processor. He's very, very on rhythm. You know, we know that he is someone who has gotten the ball out of his hands at one of the fastest rates in the NFL. And it's not just because they're throwing all these screens and whatever. Like, he actually sees the game that quickly. And they have these really good quick game concepts that he's really comfortable throwing. Marcus is not a rhythm thrower. If you watch the game on Sunday, you know that. If you've went back and studied Marcus based off what he used to be, you know that as well. Marcus is a guy that is good at creating off schedule. I'm going to say good, not great. He's very capable of creating off schedule. It can ebb and flow a little bit. But he definitely wants to see it a little bit more before he throws it. The anticipation's not as high. And he's not this like rhythm passer that I think people would think maybe he was going to be coming out of Oregon, because he got the ball out really quickly and, you know, all the things that he did with Chip up there. But just in the NFL, it's not this short game, quick rhythm type of stuff. I'd rather get him some isolation routes, let him play against some man-to-man situations, and see if I can create that kind of offense for Marcus when he's got a throw. And then obviously you have the run game that is going to be the main feature. So that, to me, is the biggest difference of the comparison between the two. Jaden, hey, how do we get him going? Let's get him some quick game stuff. Let's do all that. And I think you saw last week, the way to get Marcus Mariota going is run him. And so I'd expect a heavy dose of Brian Robinson early. I'd expect Jeremy McNichols and Austin Eckler on the field early. I'd expect some quarterback run early. I'd expect maybe some reverses, some stuff to kind of get the defense off track. But it is definitely a situation where the offense will be, you know, yes, it will be less optimal for the offense because they have to face the Chicago Bears instead of the Carolina Panthers. It will be more optimal for Marcus Mariota this week because the play calling will be geared, like the game plan will be geared towards him versus what it would be for Jaden Daniels out there. That said, Marcus played great on Sunday in so many ways. So how surprised was Cliff Kingsbury that his backup went out and led a 40-point outing?
No, just because I've seen the professionalism, I've seen the work he puts in. But you know, all those reps he was getting was just the scout team. You know, he's working the scout team, but you see the preparation. I saw how he operated in the spring, and it was basically like, hey, go do what you do. We weren't trying to hold him back or say, hey, play it safe. It was like, we're going to cut you loose, play fast, and go get after him. And that's what he does best. And I think he just embraced the moment. And he's only 30, he's still a tremendous talent. And yeah, I think his best football is still ahead of him. I've told him that.
I mean, that's pretty significant from Cliff. Hey, your best football is still ahead of you. And I think that's how guys like Cliff, guys like Dan have inspired belief, is like they really pour into their guys in a major way. And so we'll see what they can do. I do also think that there is some truth to the fact that this is the first time Marcus has ever played in a system quite this tailored to his skill set. This is a guy that out of Oregon, like very, very highly touted, obviously Heisman Trophy winner, the whole deal, and then got stuck in a bunch of pro offenses. And he was under center and handing the ball off to Derrick Henry, which is their worst places to be as an NFL quarterback. But if you're trying to maximize the quarterback output, that's not necessarily how I would want to play that quarterback. Here he's going to be in the shotgun more. There's going to be some more spread. There's going to be some things that he's used to. And another one of kind of Cliff Kingsbury's superpowers is his ability to create space. And if you give Marcus these clean visual lanes, because there's a ton of space, pace on the field, especially against the Chicago defense that, for as good as it is, can be a little bit predictable at times. So if you can get in some good down and distances where you kind of know what their answer is going to be, they might play it well, but you know, a cover three beater is going to beat cover three a lot. And there's going to be some space there. And so I think that is going to be really fun to watch and see how Marcus Mariota plays this weekend, assuming that he does. Again, this could all be for naught. We could have spent all this time on Marcus Mariota in hypothetical land, and then Jaden Daniels practices tomorrow, and he continues to heal because he's 23 years old. And when you're 23 years old, you heal a lot faster than, say, if you're 32. And then he's, you know, it's not a big deal. But I do think if Dan Quinn doesn't fully rule out Jaden tomorrow, I think we probably know by Saturday, because if they don't rule Jaden out, or if they're going to rule Jaden out, they're probably going to bring Sam Hartman back up off the practice squad, activate him for the week. And if he is not out, well, then Sam Hartman's not going to get activated. And Jaden, you know, maybe he's the emergency three, but like it, to me, it's like he either plays or he doesn't. There's no messing around on that. So that's where we're at. Latest from Command Land on Marcus Mariota. We can take a few calls if you want next, 301-230-0980. Then coming up at 4:30, Jordan Poole joins me on the Hoffman Show. Here's we're live at Capital One Arena on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.